Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Flabby and Anthony, when I was in the fifth grade, I forgot to bring water with me to soccer practice. My coach let me drink out of his bottle. Does this make me gay, and is he a pedophile? Yes and yes.
Okay, no and yes.
Wait, why no? You drank out of the same bottle as a pedophile.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about this until you just said that.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So I was at work. This is many years ago when I worked at the same place you work at.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy there that was a known pedophile.
Oh, boy.
He was the most disgusting. I don't know if you remember him or not.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I would be sitting out at on the picnic table at break.
Uh-huh.
And he would come up and sit down. And as soon as he would sit down, I'd go somewhere else.
Really?
Or if I was in the break room and he would sit at the same table as we were sitting at, we'd uh-huh. all just get up and walk away. And it was to the point where he went to the supervisor and said, you know, Doug won't talk to me, or Doug's being an asshole, or whatever.
Okay. Wow.
So we were in the same work cell. Mm-hmm. All right. So there was three of us, me, Brock, and Mike.
Okay.
Mike was the pedophile.
Okay.
Okay. So one of our machines went down and when the machines went down and we were on third shift, there was like very few maintenance people there. So it was just fuck around until they get your machine up.
Sure.
So we're mid fuckery, probably an hour into our downtime.
Uh-huh.
And out just kind of walking around the factory or whatever. Hear that the machine's back up and running, get called, go back down, start to work.
Sure.
And I go over and I right on the control panel for the machine I was running, uh-huh. I went and grabbed my pop. Opened it up, and I'm sitting there, and I took it. Just as I was putting it up to my mouth to take a drink, I'm uh-huh. sitting there thinking, I don't even remember buying this. Like, it was cold, like uh-huh. ice cold. It was where I was the only one that ever set my drink there.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
And I took a drink of it, and then I looked at Brock, and I said, did you buy me a Mountain Dew? He goes, no. Fucking weird. So I set it back down on the little thing but on the control panel.
Uh-huh.
And the pedophile walks around the corner and grabs it and goes, oh, there it is.
Oh, no.
And I went.
So you basically sucked a kid's dick.
That's
what you're saying.
I did, yes.
Huh.
That was so fucking gross. So, yeah.
So you're basically a pedophile. I mean... Yeah, that makes you gay, this guy gay, soccer coach, pedophile, that guy, everybody is a gay pedophile. I'm the only one that comes out of this clean.
Okay, another question for you. There was a crackhead that we worked with named Denny. Do you remember him?
Yep.
Okay.
He's still around.
So I was at my job was when somebody was having problems, I would have to go up and try to diagnose their machine to see if I could get it up and running again.
Uh-huh.
He was notorious for eating food while he was working, and he is a dirty, dirty son of a bitch.
Uh-huh.
He used to take them banquet Salisbury steak dinners,
ugh.
And the machine that he ran would get really, really hot at the top of it.
Yep.
So he would just take his dinner there. When he got there, he'd just put his dinner on the top, and then he would just let it cook there, and then when he wanted to eat it, whatever. He was also a notorious food spitter when he was talking.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I got called over to his machine and I walk up and he's sitting there with this fucking Salisbury. He's got dirty fucking greasy gloves and that Salisbury steak. And he's sitting there just eating it.
Ugh.
And I ask him what's going on. And he starts talking. And in slow motion, I see about a 4-pound chunk of Salisbury steak.
Like six of those things.
It comes up through the air and I'm watching it arc in slow motion. As I'm like talking to him, and then it registers in my head that it's coming at me. By this point, there's nothing I can do. And then it lands right here on my bottom lip. And I'm sitting there, and your instinct when something hits your lip is to go,
Well, yep.
So I sucked in that 18-pound chunk of beef
straight out of his mouth.
And I sit there and I went, and I like all in a split second, I rolled it around in my mouth, you know, to make sure all the juices are off. And I'm sitting there and I started gagging, and then I just went right back at him. So every time after that I got called out, called to his cell, I would wear a fucking face shield. Like, so I could honestly feel the AIDS burning into my lip.
You basically made out with that dude. You gross son of a bitch. You're just as gross as he is now.